Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Greetings, listeners. I have wonderful news. Hymns for the Road and Find Us Alive are both nominated for the Audioverse Awards. Awards and even nominations give a huge boost to our visibility and help a lot of new people find us. And that's really beyond value for a show as small as ours. And with your help, we actually have a shot at winning. Go to audioverseawards.net/vote to cast your ballot. That's audioverseawards.net/vote, and voting is open until December 21st. This is actually one of only 2 years that Hymns for the Road will be eligible for the Audioverse Awards because it's so short. So let's seize this opportunity and get out and vote. Thank you so much in advance and enjoy the episode. Hymns for the Road is a fiction podcast that often takes place inside a moving vehicle. Listener discretion is advised while driving. General content warnings are listed in the show notes.
Be somewhere to camp.
Those aren't normal lights.
They're orange.
Like street lamps.
I think they are street lamps.
Glass. Check the cards.
I think the storm's gonna get worse. I see it snowing sideways and there's ice all over the trees. We should stop.
Look. There's a person.
Are they waving at us?
I know a trap when I see one. This is a trap.
Pull over, Silver. Just for a second.
They look human.
They often look human, Copper.
But they look ordinary.
Sanctuary?
What?
Are you survivors seeking sanctuary?
Yes! Yes, we are!
Copper,
They're human, Silver! Can't you see? It's got dark walls and it's bright on the inside. That's two of the signs.
Follow me, please.
How about that?
I think that counts as a present guardian.
Three!
Oh, hell.
I think it's real.
Don't get your hopes up.
In front of us, dug into the side of the mountain, is a door. More like a slab of metal on tracks, more than wide enough to fit our car. Inside, light. Bright, warm orange light.
Whoa.
It's so bright in there.
This isn't a good idea.
Look at that, Silver. Machinery, electricity. Doesn't it look normal?
And Copper's right. It's got a bunch of the signs we're looking for.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Silver, if this is our only opportunity to find safety and you blow it because you're paranoid, I will literally never forgive you.
I'm not going to keep us out here. Not in a storm like this.
We need to camp somewhere anyway.
All right. Here we go.
We rolled into a huge antechamber, closed off by a floor-to-ceiling chain fence. Metal scraps had been nailed into the walls and ceiling, and people, real people, in thick jumpsuits and heavy coats, milled around our car.
What do we do now?
You all can come on out.
It's all right.
You can call me 12. I'm with the leadership crew here. We're here to help you.
Hi, 12. You can call me Glass, and this is Silver, Amber, and Copper.
Pleased to make your acquaintance. If you'll follow me this way, we can get your decontamination process started.
Decontamination? Hold on. I need to know what this is before we agree to any decontamination.
I'm not telling you anything until we've guaranteed you're not them. You'll need your vehicle cleared before you enter the compound.
I'm not leaving my car. All my stuff is in there.
We need to process your vehicle before
we... No, I don't think you heard me. I'm not leaving my car.
Look, I know you're scared. Everybody is when they first get here, but those things out there, those metaphysical parasites that ruin the world, they can't get in. Not past these doors. Even if they...
Hey! What do you say to letting me lend a hand?
Processing vehicles isn't an operation cleared for...
I'm not talking about touching all their stuff. I'm talking about the tour. You know, all the explaining about what's going on. I've done it before. You know I'm great with people, and I've been trying to get into leadership for a real long time now. And I like to think I deserve it after how good I've been recently. And look, you're scaring the hell out of them. You really never were, good with the newcomer 12? You know, I'm honestly surprised more of them don't just leave at the door right away. Please?
Fine, 78. You can talk to them.
Really? Fantastic, 12! Up top! Okay, absolutely amazing! I remember every step of the process. Don't worry, and don't forget to put in a good word with 9.
Just try not to get in the way.
Don't get in the way! Got it! Come with me, you 5. I'll talk you all the way through it.
What are they gonna do with our stuff?
They're just gonna take a look through your nice car to make sure that nothing's hiding inside. Happens lots of times. Happens with people, too. Sometimes, one of them is hiding under your own skin, and you don't even notice until they decide to come back out. I've seen it myself before. Pretty scary. But people are easier to clear than stuff. You just have to wave some magic items around them and see if anything weird happens.
What?
I have magic things in there. We're not gonna get in trouble for that, are we?
Nah, you're fine. Leadership doesn't let residents use magic. It's just one of those rules, but you're not gonna get in trouble for having it.
Wait. Earlier you said something about people who have, a folk attached to them. What happens if you do find someone like that?
Glass?
Like, if we found out one of your friends is being worn like a skin suit?
Well, I mean, aren't there other ways they can, attach to people? You can't hurt them, can you?
What are you talking about?
hurt them. No, of course we can't hurt them. I don't think anything can hurt them but each other. Nah, if one of you turn out to be one of them, you'll just get tossed back out into snow. Tough luck, but that's the way it has to be, you know? Yeah, nothing can hurt them. Leadership's working on it, though.
Good to know.
What's this?
12 and 3 other people were elbow deep in our stuff. Unceremoniously. One of them held a tied bundle of leaves and sticks and dried flowers, smoking from one end. 12, thick black gloves on their hands, pulled out a bleach-stained towel wrapped in rubber bands from under the back seat.
That's none of your business.
It's a ceremonial dagger. We use it for the solstice.
This is a potent magical object.
We know. That's why we keep it wrapped up.
Residents aren't permitted access to objects like this. Sorry. We'll keep it safe, I can promise you.
I don't think I want you taking that knife.
All right, then. Open the gate!
No, wait! Wait!
You went through a lot to get that copper.
We went through a lot to get a lot of things, Silver. If they have a system for the solstice already, we won't need it.
I don't know if we're gonna be staying until the solstice.
One night. Let's stay one night, and then we can talk about it.
All right.
You can take the knife. We're not leaving.
Good to hear.
You keep that somewhere safe now.
Can I take him past the gate yet? Dinner's gonna get cold if we don't hurry.
You've got something in your pocket?
It's just a deck of cards.
I can tell it's a magical object.
It's mine. It's just a personal item. I promise, it's not a big deal.
We'll need to take that along with the other components in your vehicle.
Okay, listen. I know that you have to do your jobs and everything, but it's really just...
The cards.
No.
Glass.
We'll put it with my stuff. It'll be fine, all in the same place.
At the time, I didn't know why Glass was so hesitant to give 12 the deck. But it took longer than I expected, and when Glass put it into 12's hand, 12 had to pull it from their grip. Like it was attached to them.
All clear. 78, take them up. We'll park the vehicle.
I'll stay here until you give me my keys back.
We don't need your keys.
One of them fiddled with some wires underneath the steering wheel and...
Back it up.
That stunt better not have broken anything.
Don't worry about your vehicle. We'll take care of it.
I'm really serious about the food getting cold, y'all. Come on! Welcome to the Haven Underground, humanity's last stronghold in our magic hellscape wasteland. You all right? Looking a little pale.
They don't have any memories from before.
I've never seen this many people in one place.
Well, you probably have. You just lost all that somewhere along the way. That's all right. You can make new memories now that you're here. We're happy to have you.
Yeah, 12 back there seemed real enthusiastic.
Oh, don't let 12 bother you. They're always like that. They help run a tight ship. It's a hell of a job. We're on our way to the mess hall. Over there, you'll see our sanitation room. That way goes storage. We have around 300 people living here, and we've gotten so good at sustaining ourselves that nobody ever needs to leave the compound.
You grow your own food?
And we purify our own water. We're safe in here. You're safe in here. So long as you don't go back out.
You got real fruits and vegetables? Not just vending machine food.
Sure do. We don't work with the folks, so all our stuff is fresh and homegrown. We even got chickens and rabbits.
You said we can't go outside, but 12 and the other people were out there earlier.
Leadership keeps watch on the outside. Everything out there changes so much and so fast. Somebody's got to keep tabs on it and make sure we're keeping up with what the land's doing.
It's not so bad when you're driving. It makes the transitions feel smoother.
I've seen it change a couple of times. Super weird for sure. And over here, this is the work board. Everybody gets a number, and every week you'll be assigned chores to do for the Haven and for the leadership. Nobody lives here without contributing. That's how the whole thing works.
Every week? Does time work normally here too?
It mostly does. But sometimes leadership has to decide just to keep things running smoothly.
What else does leadership do?
Mostly take care of the managerial and administrative work. The top-down stuff. Not as hard as what the rest of us have to do, but it's because they care about us. We have nowhere else to go, after all. Unless you want to go back to the outside. And look at that! We made it! And I think we're out of earshot. So there's something else I have to...
What you doing out there?
I'm giving a tour! It's kind of important.
We need help with cleanup in the back.
Hold that thought. I'll be back in 2 shakes! Plenty of food, help yourselves!
Oh, thank you.
Don't thank me yet! Day's not over!
This is awesome.
They have a garden in here? They have chickens?
They're gonna give us food. For free.
Nothing is free, Amber.
Silverglass is gunning for your job as the paranoid one.
I just don't know if I'm crazy about this place. That's all.
They got beds, Glass. Real food.
You guys don't think it looks bleak in here? Look at the other people. Don't they look, I don't know, depressed?
Glass, look me in the eyes and tell me you think 78 looks depressed.
I don't know how I feel about being stuck in here forever. I kind of like being outside.
Outside with them, Glass?
We've met plenty of them that aren't bad. We've even met people who are okay with them.
What about the ones that are bad? Wouldn't it be nice to not worry anymore? Wouldn't it be nice to relax and not have to look over our shoulders all the time?
So it don't look the way we were expecting. Was it ever going to? We all had different ideas, and it ain't like any of them.
Different ideas about what?
Soup's on!
That smells amazing.
Thanks! I didn't make it.
What's in this?
Lots of fresh veggies, a little bit of bone broth, not a lot of spices. But we do what we can. Gotta make do with what you got, you know? And it's not terrible. I feel like we do a good job. Anyway, about that thing I needed to tell you.
Get your back up house, 78!
Yeah, be right there. I gotta go. I'll talk to you when you're all done. Bon appetit.
I think we found it.
We may have.
Vegetable soup and homemade bread. They must have made it out of some kind of other grain. It was chewier than what we had been getting at the gas stations, but it was delicious. Filling in a way no plastic packaged food ever could be. It made my whole body feel warm and slow. This was food. Real food. It awoke a memory buried in the back of my mind. Remnants of before that I could almost reach. We ate in silence, mostly because everyone's focus turned to the food the moment we tasted it. Even Glass seemed less anxious after that.
So, how's it feel now?
I don't even remember the last time I was full.
You all need to finish up. Mess hall closes in 2 minutes.
2 minutes?
You arrived toward the tail end. We need time to clean up.
I guess that makes sense.
78 went to go take care of a few chores. They'll be back to show you around the common areas.
Excuse me.
Yep.
I'm sorry. Where are the restrooms?
See that tunnel over there?
Uh-huh.
Straight that way, down the stairs, and take a left. The right goes to more storage.
Thank you. Okay, I took a left, so back the other way would be... And to the...
No, you don't get to use that tone with me.
What tone?
Don't play dumb.
I wasn't trying to use a tone.
You're being disrespectful. Do I need to remind you that we're doing you a service? We don't have to let people like you stay here. We could close the haven down and leave you all out in the cold. Do you want that?
No.
That's right. You don't. Do you want to go back to having nothing?
No.
Of course you don't. You have 15 minutes to get these reorganized, or I'm going to have a discussion with the rest of the leadership about whether you deserve to be here.
15 minutes doesn't mean anything.
Talk back to me again. Go ahead.
All here? Great. Follow me and I'll show you where you can bunk down for the night. Shared room. I hope that won't be too much of a problem.
You came back awfully fast.
Copper, you all right?
Everything okay?
Yeah. Everything's all right, I think.
Let's see that room. 78?
Right this way. It's down the hall from my room, which is also a lot of other people's rooms, but you know what I mean. I'm on the floor tonight, but it doesn't bother me. Good for my back. I think I remember somebody saying something like that once, or maybe they were saying it's bad for your back. I don't know. Anyway, we're here.
Whoa.
Two real beds.
Dibs, I want one first.
I'm taking the other one. Seniority.
Oh, come on. You're not old.
You want to fight me for it?
Nope. I'm okay on the floor.
There's no door in here.
Yeah, leadership says it's a trust thing. Helps keep everybody accountable for themselves. And each other, too. Lots of people living here.
You know, 78, you've been a sweetheart to us all evening. Been a long time since we were treated decent.
Oh, shucks, thank you.
I think this is the place we've been looking for.
A long time ago, somebody told us signs of a safe place. The Haven fits all of them. And sure, maybe it's a little gray, but I'm sure we can liven it up over time.
So, about that...
78, what's your favorite kind of music? I've got a whole library memorized.
We're actually not allowed to sing.
What?
Or do any kind of art at all, really.
You're not allowed. What do you mean? Why not?
It technically counts as magic, and residents aren't allowed to do magic. Only leadership. In fact, I think you all should start thinking about how you're gonna get out of here as soon as you can.
I don't understand.
I've been trying to warn you all night, but sound really carries in this place, and you never know who's got ears on you. You all seem like you were set up pretty good in that car. I don't think you want it to
be. What? No, it's safe in here. We just got fed a whole meal for free with actual vegetables.
You can keep your voice down. I'm right in front of you. Thing is, it's not always that good. The farther it gets into winter especially, this was sort of a special occasion, really.
I knew something was up.
What's wrong with you, Glass?
All right. Everybody calm down. I'm sure we could talk to somebody about
it. It's not like they can stop me from singing. Just to myself.
They can, actually.
You guys. It hits all of the signs. Dark walls on the outside, light on the inside, present guardian, safe from the outside. This is what we've been looking for.
But what if we're interpreting it wrong?
How would we be interpreting it wrong?
The walls in here aren't dark at all. They're pretty light, in fact. And I don't know if there's a guardian as much as guardians, like plural?
I have no idea what any of you are talking about.
You can't argue that it's not safe from the outside.
I guess, but so is our car, in a way.
Copper, you've been real quiet.
I saw somebody get hit downstairs.
What?
Yeah, some of the leadership people can get,
violent?
Not so loud!
What happened, sweetheart?
One of the leadership people was yelling at them about something. I didn't catch most of it.
Then you probably got it out of context. Maybe they deserved it.
I'm trying real hard to rise up in the ranks and maybe fix things around here. But it's been years and I haven't really made much progress. I can't guarantee to any of you that it's gonna get better.
I agree with 78. I think we should get out of here.
There are better ways we can go about this than just run away. They have a good system here.
They're never gonna let us see the sky again.
Shut up, Glass. You're just mad because they took your dumb cards.
I wouldn't expect you to understand.
Glass.
I just meant those cards. They're more than just seeing a little into the future, all right?
I feel like maybe I shouldn't be here for what's happening right now.
Everybody, calm down. Calm down. It's late. Everybody's tired. We should sleep on it and make a decision tomorrow. 78, what do you think? Anything bad gonna happen to our stuff?
Not tonight. It's already late. But you don't want to wait too long. They'll be going through it tomorrow. And I couldn't hide much, but just in case, I brought this back. Oh, shoot, where'd it go? Ah,
Our dagger!
I couldn't carry much else, and I'll be honest, I completely forgot about your cards. But I figured this was the most important, so I grabbed it in case you need to make a quick exit before
78.
Hide it, hide it!
78.
Hello!
I'd like to speak with you for a moment.
I'm all ears!
Downstairs.
Oh.
Lights out soon, everyone. 78, with me.
Good talk, everyone. I'll see you all tomorrow morning.
Thanks, 78.
See you.
So, we talk about it tomorrow morning.
Sure.
Okay.
Glass?
Yeah, it's fine.
You all right?
I'll be good tomorrow morning.
Great. I'm taking my shoes off.
Glass?
What, Copper?
Why are your cards so important?
It's not like your magic, Copper.
Thanks. That did not clarify anything.
I buy my abilities. They don't come naturally like they do for you and Silver.
So, if you stop buying, it'll go away?
I don't know, but...
Then this is great! We don't need magic in here. We can just be regular people. And whatever you're buying your magic from can't retaliate because they can't get in.
Amber, I don't want it to go away.
Glass, buying magic is dangerous. Even I know that. If you've got a free pass to nix the danger, you should take advantage of it.
Sure. Maybe there's a possibility I'll get hurt. But what if I don't, huh? What if it works, and I actually get really good at it, and I'm happier for it? If I'm stuck in here, I'm gonna miss the opportunity, and I might never even have the chance to try again.
It's not worth the risk.
Maybe they are. I don't know.
They?
That spring that showed up, when we got attacked by that mud thing. The one who saved you, for no reason.
Their name is Aster.
You told me you didn't know who it was. You lied.
You wouldn't have understood.
Understood what?
Maybe it's more than just a magic, Amber.
Glass, what does that mean?
I'm calling it. Y'all, we can't do this right now.
I thought Amber was gonna fight. They stared at Glass in stunned silence for a moment, and then...
Lights out!
The overhead lights shut off, and the whole haven was plunged into near total darkness. Only a handful of small, dim lanterns lit the corridors past our open door. I heard Amber sigh. I felt and heard them lay down on the ground beside me, their back facing the rest of us. The last thing anyone said that night was,
Glass can have the other bed.
What time is it?
Time to get up. That's what time it is.
I smell food.
My mouth tastes terrible.
Time to get up, Amber.
5 more minutes.
We have to go meet 78. They were gonna tell us something.
I'm up.
You got somewhere to hide that knife, Copper?
Yeah, I can fit it in my sweater.
It's secure?
It's secure.
All right, y'all. Let's go.
Glass described the people in the haven as looking bleak. I didn't see it then, but that morning I did. The hollow looks on their faces. I think Amber saw it too.
Where's 78?
Should we ask 12?
I don't see 12 either.
78 will be here. Let's just find a place to sit, and we can wait.
Sit where? There are so many people in here already.
A lot of them are just... standing.
Huh. I thought it would be louder in here, with all the metal on the walls.
Nobody's talking.
Why are so many of them looking at us?
Guys?
What, darling?
Remember last night? 78 was trying to tell us something specific.
Yeah?
How did all these people get here? Did they walk?
What do you mean?
All that metal on the walls?
Oh shit, our car!
Hammer! Shh.
That's why they got us the knife! So we could get out of here before they disassemble our car!
I'm not getting trapped in here. I'm gonna get our stuff.
I still have the keys.
Let's go.
But what about 78?
I don't think 78 is coming back, sweetheart.
I remember where they took your crate, Copper. Let's go.
I'll meet you at the car.
Go on, Copper. I'll keep them occupied.
What? How?
Come on, Copper.
Hurry! Oh, come thy day, spring, come and cheer.
No singing, please.
Our spirits be thy advent here.
No singing, please.
There's my crate. Come on, let's go.
Oh, shit, where are they?
Where's what?
My cards.
Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to be your Israel.
Excuse me, we don't do that here.
I can't possibly see why not.
That's not your place to question.
Not my place. We're all in the end of the world together, aren't we?
If it weren't for our charity, you would still be out in the snow. You're being extremely ungrateful.
Y'all gonna tear our car apart, aren't you? You didn't so much as ask us.
We consider it as repayment for the safety we've built here. You've already eaten our food and slept in our space. You can't expect to get all that for nothing.
Yeah, I suppose it's my fault for expecting too much from other people, ain't it?
Sit down, or we'll be forced to escalate this.
Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Where is it?
Liz, we have to go. We'll get you a new one. Come on.
Time to go.
Camper.
Open the door. The red lever.
Got it.
Get in.
Silver, hurry.
Keep that door open.
Wait.
Silver jumped in after us. The huge metal door opened to the blizzard beyond.
Stop! We're trying to help you!
You're not helping anyone. You're trapping people here.
It's for your own good. People have always needed guidance. Most of these people wouldn't survive without our help.
Better to die out there than wither away in here.
We're only trying to help.
Then where's 78? Move aside, 12.
You'll regret leaving.
No harder than we'd regret staying. Amber?
I feel stupid.
Don't put this on yourself.
I really thought we found it.
I hope 78 is okay.
Yeah.
I lost a bunch of my components from that crate.
They took my cards.
Don't worry, y'all. We'll find you new ones. Maybe we'll get something new out of Solstice.
Promise?
No.
Hymns for the Road is a podcast written and produced by Anna McGuire, starring Maurice Thomas as Silver, Pao Panganiban as Glass, Grizz Sibanek as Amber, Tabitha Bardal as Copper, and featuring Autumn Toller as 12, Tariq Esau as 78, Tom Shulk as 13, Emily Folger as 9, and Tosh Ritter as 125. Original music by Joshua David Mitchell. This episode's hymn is O Come Emmanuel and Advent Hymn. Sign up for our newsletter at hodgepodgeaudio.com or support our work on patreon.com/hodgepodgeaudio. Thank you for listening.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.